never give up. And I mean never. A resilient person doesn't give up. This is number 5 in this series on resilience. Someone told me these last morning briefings are the start of a new book. Huh. I do not know about that, especially as I've been rethinking my last briefing. I talked about picturing our thoughts as cans of Campbell's soup in our brain, where we could effectively take out an errant thought and replace it with the truth. While taking a can from the pantry shelf in our mind and putting in a better one is an apt word picture for the replacement principle, it is far too passive. Look with me at the context of Paul's words about mastering our thinking and notice the emphatic words he used. Though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Wow. Okay, there's nothing passive about that. So friend, tear down your wrong thoughts, those that defeat and destroy you and are opposed to God's ways. Your mind is a battlefield, and the battle for your life is always won or lost in your mind. Do you know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize, Paul wrote. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Since God in his mercy has given us this new way, we never give up, Paul wrote. That is why you and I must ruthlessly conquer our thinking, for our thoughts determine the course of our lives. And determining to live well for God, we will not give up. Listen to what Paul wrote to his young protege, Timothy. He encouraged him with this. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. So, why do some Christians finish strong while others fizzle out? Our minds grow weak, our thinking undisciplined, and we are lost. No matter what life threw at him, violent storms, shipwreck, prison, torture, and ultimately martyrdom, Paul knew of whom he believed, and he knew that he was faithful, so he persevered. Paul would not give up because he knew this life was temporary, but waiting at the door of eternity was a loving Savior. He could not help but tell others of the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ, no matter what it cost him. And Paul knew it was about to cost him his very life under the sadistic rule of Nero. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I am motivated by Paul's great love of God and his unyielding commitment to live boldly for him, to never back up or retreat. May his words be our words. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. May this be the wake thrown from the boat rides of our lives, our legacy. Remember that from our first briefing on resilience? It was not just the fight, but it was finishing the race that kept Paul going, no matter what he faced. There's never been another such as Paul. Let his life inspire you, friend, no matter what storm you face. Do not give up and do not give in. What would that look like? Throwing in the towel, deciding faith in God is not worth it. It doesn't work. It's not supposed to. It's God who works, and we remain faithful by trusting him. Decide now that heaven and the crown that is promised is worth it all. Remember that God is for you, and that nothing in all the world can separate you from his love for you. What's more than that? We don't do this thing alone. It's with God that we are strong. Listen to this.
Try to make them all think I'm strong. Yeah, the face I keep pulling on says I ain't tired. But these tear-stained eyes ain't lying. Cause hard, nobody told me life could be so hard. A weary soul with a worn-out heart that's barely beating. But every time I get that feeling, saying